It's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, this coming Sunday, Monday. Shabbos goes right into Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Parsha Achim, Mos Kedoshin is Machar Chodesh. I want to share with you Bnei Yisachar and Chodesh Iyar. Bnei Yisachar writes, Chodesh Iyar, hu nivchan menusa, it's been tested, b'chochmas harfua, through medicine, they did all the proper research, shum sugal l'refua, the Chodesh Iyar is somehow connected to refua. It's a month of refua, l'harik hadstamaka, it's a month that somehow empties out the stomach min ha'ipushim, from all the waste, from the food that we eat, v'chulshas hamara, and all the other bad things that's in the stomach. Chodesh Iyar somehow is a month that we relieve ourselves from all the waste. And that's what the doctors have tested out according to Bnei Yisachar. It's hard for us to imagine what that means nowadays. Imagine the doctors would say this is all not true. I'm not here to talk about that issue. But we see many places where in Chazal, the Achronim indicate such a concept of Chodesh Iyar being Mesugal to Refuah. Gemara Shabbos tells us in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Mabez, Kula Shak Yone, all liquids are beneficial, it serves as a refua, Midivcha V'Atzarta, Midivcha is Lashon Zevach from the Karban Pesach, the Zevach, Midivcha V'Atzaris, from Pesach to Atzaris, this time period, the Sfiras Omer, according to the Gemara, and Shabbos is a time for refua. And the Chasam Sofer explains there in his Chedushim, particularly Chodesh Iyar, which of course is between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Chasam Sofer quotes a pasuk as a remez for this concept, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, Ani Hashem Rofecha, begins with the letters Rashi Tevot Aleph Yud Resh, Iyar with one Yud, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, I Hashem, I am the doctor. This is a remez to Iyar, Iyar being the Chodesh of Refuah. And Chasam Sofer quotes another pasuk in Tehillim, V'oy V'ay Yashuvu Yevosha Rega, and my enemies will go away. And the Rashi tables of this pasuk is Aleph Yud Resh. Oiva Yeshuvu Yevosh Rega. And this mizmor, this kapitel tilm, is discussing when David HaMelech became sick, and then he was healed. So we see that Chodesh Iyar, this whole kapitel tilm, the Rashi tables Chodesh Iyar, is all about refuah. Marsha writes in the Marni Vamos Samach Beis Mebeis, where it talks about Tamidim and Rabbi Kiva who died in Sfiras Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. Says Marsha, they died dafka during Pesach and Shavuos to tell us, Lahoros Shemesu Bashkacha, this wasn't just happenstance. This wasn't because of a plague. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Because during the month of Iyar, where there shouldn't be any plagues, Kuzman Mimuta Lebrius, Vikarav Lefua, the time that we're protected from any disease, they still died during this time period. The dafka show that it was Hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they died because they deserved to die. We see from many sources, Chodesh Iyar is Mesugal to Refuah. Bnei Yisachar wants to know why. What's the connection of Refuah and Chodesh Iyar? Bnei Yisachar writes, "Nearly a tam." The reason is, "The nishar zeh b'sgula b'chodesh zeh," that this month is Mesugal to Refuah. "The nei kol ha'chalushos v'ha'chaloim," all the weaknesses, all the sicknesses, all the diseases, all the illness, apirov, for the most part, they come about because of food that people eat. They're not supposed to be taken by people. They're not part of what they're able to ingest. Rambam says in Hilchos Deos Perek Dal Halacha Tezvav, Rov Chaloy, most illness that comes to a person, it's either because they eat bad foods or they eat too much food. O mipnei machalim ra'im, bad foods, or with neshu memala bitno vochal achila gasa, they eat too much of afilu memachal tovim. Person's eating too much candy and too much junk, or not even too much, any amount of that, machal raim, or too much good, whatever good is, whether chicken or whatever it's healthy, too much of that, overindulging, is the cause of any sickness. So says the Bnei Yisachar, if overeating or choosing their, making the wrong decisions in eating, if that's the reason of all sickness, so he says, "Hinei b'chodesh hazeh, this month of Iyar, hischil haman leirid, the month came down, it started to come down in Chodesh Iyar, this month. The Pasukim Tilm says, Lechem Abirim. Lechem Abirim. What does it mean, Lechem Abirim? Lechem Hanivla Be'ivarim. Bread, the man that was absorbed within the limbs. It became part of those who ate it. It was only good. There was no waste. V'lo hayaba mizeh shum choli v'shum achav. There was no waste. There was nothing bad in the man. There was nothing that was going to make a person sick or ill or a headache. Lo shum choli, no illness, v'shum achav, no pain. So nimsa b'chodesh hazeh. Turns out that this month of Iyar, nisrapu kol achaloyim, all illnesses, all diseases went away because of the man that came down, that started to come down in Chodesh Iyar. Al-Kain, therefore, says the Bnei Sashar, Nishar Teva Kayim B'Chodesh Hazeh Skula Refuah. That was already built into creation from the time to creation, from the times of the Midbar. It was built in the Chodesh Iyar as a time, and still is a time for Refuah, based on the man that fell down, which itself was the ultimate Refuah. Then he refers to a later piece he has in Chodesh Iyar. He says, moreover, O Nikra Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Iyar is called Bigamatria Erech. It's a gematria of 211, and if it's really 2 yod, it's 221. So Iyar with 2 yod is 221, that's the same gematria as Erech, 221. What's the significance of 221? So Bnei Sasar quotes, Mavuar B'Zohar. It's clear from the Zohar Shu, Lashon Refuah. Lashon of Erech, Orech is a Lashon of Refuah, it's a Lashon of healing. The Zohar says, My Erech HaPayim, what does it mean Erech HaPayim? Erech HaPayim is Asvasa Da'anpim. Asvasa is Aramaic for healing, Refuah. It's healing of the face. So what does that mean, of healing of the face? It explains in the Zohar that when you get Refuah, how do you get Refuah? When you're panim b'panim, when you're face to face with Hashem, when you are good, when you're doing the right thing, and Akash Baruch Hu is facing you, he's facing Klal Yisrael, that's when a person is open to the Erech Apayim. The Erech, Erech is a Lashon Refuah. The Refuah that comes from Apayim is two faces. When the Apayim, the two panim are facing each other, that's when the Erech, that's when the Chodesh Iyar, that's when the Refuah comes. Mm-hmm. When he starts to quote the Pasuk, it says, Kamad de As Amar, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ki Ale Aruch Halach, I'm going to bring up an Aruch Halach. And Rashi, the comment, Arucha is a Lashon Refuah. So Pasuk in Yirmiyah is clearly that Arucha is a Lashon Refuah. So this Chodesh, this month of Iyar, which is the Gematria 221, which is the same Gematria as Erech, is about Refuah. Then he refers to what I wrote, look what I wrote in Shabbos, Maimer Ches, Os Chaf Aleph, with regards to the Kasa de David Revaya. Kosi Revaya, we say. The Kos of David HaMelech was a Kosi Revaya. The Revaya has the same gematria as 221. So somehow that connects as well to this concept of Iyar being 221, Erech being 221, Revaya being 221. Somehow this connects to Refuah as well. How so? So Gemara Yuma tells us, La'asad lavo, Kos Asha David, the cup of David is going to be the 221 lug. Kosi Revaya, it's going to be a Kos of Revaya of 221 lug of wine. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Bnei Sashar in Maimari Shabbos, Los Alavo, based on the Gemara Numa, the Kos of David Melch is going to be 221 lug. So what exactly is the significance of 221, asks the Bnei Sashar there in his Maimarim on Shabbos. Certainly it's not a davar reik, it's not just a random number. He says, based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Davdal, which tells us, Lohaya David roi losu bit maisa, David wasn't worthy of that maisa with Bathsheba, elekadei lahoros, chuvel yachid. David only committed this seemingly avera in order for himself to then do tshuva, to create a Pesach, to tell others that you could do tshuva even as individuals. B'nei meroi, Lasei slave, we have to pay attention and focus. Lama dafka David hayamuchan lazel haros tshuva liyachid. Why was David the one chosen to be the one to teach us tshuva for the individual? Lo tzadik acher beza dor. No other tzadik in any other generation, only David HaMelech. Achulios David, who merkavah midas malchus shemaimu, Hashem Lashem. As we know, David represents the midah of malchus. Midah malchus is the lowest of the spheros. I mean, from down here, that's the Pesach, that's the gateway to all the spheros above. That's what David represents, the malchus on the bottom. V'charote likane, says the Bnei Yisachar, anybody wants to enter in, tarach lichnos derech ha-Pesach, you have to go through the entranceway. V'adelas hazos, in the doorway, that's the malchus, that's David. V'o nikra tshuva tata, tshuva Hashem, that's the bottom level tshuva. V'akein hayadavka David mesuga lezer, liftoach Pesach l'shav. Therefore, David HaMelech was the only one who was appropriate to be the entrance to teach us the tshuva for Yachid. The tshuva on the lowest level, the tshuva through the derech, through the Pesach, through the delos of Malchus. And that's the Gemara Nehemiah says, G'dola tshuva shemevir refuah l'olam. Tshuva is so great that it brings refuah. By doing tshuva, that's what brings refuah. David HaMelech taught us tshuva. He had the Kosi Revaya, the 221. That connects to the Erech 221, which represents refuah, which connects to ER, which is also 221, which is the Chodesh of refuah. And then Bnei Sascha writes further. The Pasuk, the Parsha of Tshuva, of Hosea, it says, Klal Prat. It's learned, the Klal Prat, it says, Kichu imachem dvarim, take with you words, v'shuv el Hashem. There's a Klal and there's a Prat. It says, Kichu imachem dvarim, say things, that's a Klal. But then it says, shuv el Hashem, what's the detail, what type of words do you do? Through Tshuva, it's a Klal Prat. We're learning Tshuva through a Klal Prat. It says, Amru alav kol tisa avon v'kach tov. They say, remove the sin and take the good. So we see the idea of tshuva is being learned in this pasuk through a klal prat. What's the significance of a klal prat? So he says, the yud gimel midos she'aton nijesh behem, and the yud gimel midos rachmim, Hashem Hashem k'racham machanim, they correspond to the yud gimel midos she'aton nijesh behem. And it turns out that the Midah of Klal Prat, that Tshuva is being learned out through Klal Prat, corresponds to the Midah of Erech from the Yud Gimel Midah Shirachman. So we see Dafka, Erech, which is 221, which is Lashon Tshuva, is being learned out Dafka through Klal Prat, which corresponds to the Lashon Erech. And that's the idea here. The idea of Chodesh Iyar is a month of Refuah, it's a month of Kos Revaya. It's a month of Erech Apayim. That means, since it's a month of Refuah, it also means it's a month of Tshuva. So each of us have the opportunity this month, as we begin Rosh Chodesh, Sunday, Monday, a new opportunity for Refuah, taking upon ourselves better ways of eating, better ways of treating ourselves, and opportunities for Tshuva as well.